I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chapsky, and we've got an NBA odds boost for all of you today on RJ Barrett and Jaylen Brown to each have over 24.5 points. This is boosted to +350 at Caesars. Barrett put up 30 points 2 games ago, and Jaylen Brown put up 26 and 27 points in 2 of his last 3 games. So I love the value in this odds boost.
I'm with you, Lucy. I like it as well, especially if you look at RJ Barrett's his shooting percentages lately. I mean, he's shot over 50% from the field in 2 of his last 3 games, shot over 60% from 3 in 2 of his last 3 as well. Then you talk about Jaylen Brown. I mean, he can go off at any game, any night. I would be totally fine laying any type of points with him. But RJ Barrett, the way he's been playing lately, that makes this all the better.
Yeah, I like yesterday's too, and we lost by a half point.
I know. We are the Captain Hook victims here. Not tonight, though.
Those are the worst when you're watching these games and you thought it would be both of them playing well, and they both did play well, and Curry got ejected for being mad at his own teammate, which is hilarious in its own right. But yeah, we lost by Ja Morant not scoring 29.5 points. He finished with 29. But today, you have RJ Barrett, who's scored 25 or more in 3 of his last 8. But last time he played Boston, 27 points. And of course, Kate just said it, Jaylen Brown, what are you going to say about this guy averaging 26 points this month? He's got over 25 in 3 of his last 4. So he's not the one I'm worried about, RJ Barrett. But a lot of times when we do this, what do we always say? The one we're worried about comes through, and the one we think is automatic doesn't. So who knows? But 3.5 odds on this one. You got to like it.
Love it. Get in on this at +350 at Caesars, and head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today, and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets for today, I am sticking with the NBA, going with the Bulls -6 against the Hornets. The Bulls have won and covered the spread in 3 of their last 4 games and have covered in 3 of their last 5 at home. Meanwhile, the Hornets have lost and failed to cover in their last 2 games and in 3 of their last 5. And when the Bulls faced the Hornets back in November, they beat Charlotte 106-88. And I think they can take them down in similar fashion here and cover the spread.
I like that, Lucy, especially because the Bulls are coming off that embarrassing loss to the Pacers where they blew that massive lead. Like, they've got to bounce back tonight.
Exactly.
I'm going to go stay in the NBA. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns -1.5 over the Dallas Mavericks. And I know that sounds a little crazy because the Suns, well, they haven't been great lately. Neither have the Mavericks. But over their last 4 games, the Suns, that is, they've actually won all those games. Their offense has looked better. Cam Johnson being back in the lineup for the Suns has kind of opened things up. I mean, he's such a threat on the 3-point line that he kind of forces teams to come out and guard the perimeter. That opens just their offense up so much more. And over the last 4 games, I mean, the Suns have kind of quietly become – the league's top team in defensive rating, net rating, rebounding. I mean, they've been actually playing fairly good lately, and I just don't really trust Dallas on the road, especially with how they've been struggling lately. They've lost 7 of their last 10 games and all season have struggled on the road. So big rivalry game between these two teams after the Mavericks bounced the Suns from the postseason last year. So I will lay the 1.5 with the home team and hope the Suns can cover this.
I was actually looking at that one too, Kate, today. I'm with you on that. I was like, the Suns. I was like, you know what? This is the time to take the Suns if you're going to, right here.
Yep.
So you're both crazy. That's okay.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, am I crazy? And I'm like, nope, Kate's on it too. So that justifies that it is not crazy. I like it.
Well, yeah, talk about crazy. I'm going deep, and I mean deep, deep into college basketball. Of course, in gambling, you have rotation numbers. 4 games, it's a little code that tells you which each game is. And guys, it's usually a 3 number in college basketball, but no. Liberty and Stetson today is rotation number 306536.
Oh.
For those betting guys at home.
Wow. Right there.
Yeah, that is what they call an extra game, which are games added later in the sports books. But yeah, Liberty and Stetson, Atlantic Sun. Liberty's your best team in the Atlantic Sun. And why? Because they have Darius McGee, 2-time Atlantic Sun Player of the Year, a little guard who can shoot from everywhere and really does, averages over 20 points a game. But they go deep, which a lot of teams and smaller conferences don't do. And so that's why I like Liberty 11-0 at home, 8-1 against the spread at home. And the best nugget of them all, guys, the first 500 fans today get a free throwback fanny pack. So how can you bet against a throwback fanny pack night for all
how
the kids?
How quick can I get to this game? So,
do you know where Liberty is?
I have been to Liberty, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yes, I have family from Virginia, so we drove by it a few times, and we got lost one time.
Lynchburg, Virginia.
That is where my
actually
family.
A gigantic school.
Fun fact.
I didn't know that.
It's where my parents got married, Lynchburg, Virginia. Yeah. That's where my grandma is from. So, was from. So yes. I know Lynchburg, Virginia, and Liberty University very well.
Yeah. 15,000 students this year went to that. I mean, it's a big school. Yeah,
that's much bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liberty minus 13.5 is the play. I mean, I got to give out the actual spread in this game, but yeah, they should bury Stetson at home.
Love it. Get in on all these picks and this odds boost, plus 350 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.